Illinois CyberKnife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments. With CyberKnife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois CyberKnife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com, a service of Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results. This week's look back at baseball history takes us to 1989, when Nolan Ryan strikes out Ricky Henderson on a 96-mile-per-hour fastball to become the first and only major league player to strike out 5,000 batters. The Ryan Express would finish his career with 5,714 career strikeouts, almost 1,000 more than Randy Johnson, who was second all-time. This moment in baseball history is brought to you by MLB brand Chicago Cubs Edition Frozen Waffles, Burritos, and Chimichangas, which can be found in the frozen food section at Tony's Fresh Market. Text BASEBALL to 811-811 today for your money-saving coupon.
It's that time of year again, back to school. This year, make sure to add the Epson EcoTank 4750 printer to your school supply list. It comes with enough ink right in the box to print for up to 2 years or 11,000 pages. Go to Epson.com/EcoTankRadio to learn more. And until September 30th, get free overnight shipping with promo code EcoTankRadio at checkout when you buy any EcoTank printer. Offer valid within the 48 contiguous states. Exclusions apply, subject to availability. Cartridge-free printing with EcoTank. Never buy an ink cartridge again.
Details valid through September 12th.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Having a very good week, buddy. Having a lot of fun this week. A
lot going on. Busy week.
Yeah.
So you think that we're being a little bit I don't want to say overly optimistic, but maybe a tad bit by suggesting, or maybe I'm the one doing it, that the Cubs are going to be fine because they're getting reinforcements in theory.
Sure.
And I respect what the Cardinals have done and where the Brewers are, but neither one of those two teams, I think, are going to catch the Cubs. And I think the Cubs have bigger fish to fry, if you will. I think that they have to hold themselves to a higher standard than just winning the division, and I think they're capable of doing that, Yu Darvish or not.
Listen, they have put themselves into this position where the expectation is that they're going to represent the National League in the World Series. And I think anything less than that, getting to the World Series, it's not even, you know, they live in the NLCS. We know that. But I believe that the expectation level, given what they did in the offseason, the amount of money invested, all that, is something that is kind of expected of them getting to the World Series. Now, the simple fact is that things haven't worked out as well as you might have hoped. They've been battling a lot. It's been a slog of a season. And the fact that now you got 21 days left of a game every day, 3 weeks, and the question is, will they still be in first place? And your answer is yes. My answer is yes.
Yeah, I think so.
I do too.
Let me ask you this, though. So the big misses in free agency are well established. Darvish,
yes,
and Chatwood.
Okay.
Do the acquisitions of Hamels and Murphy have a chance of wiping out those mistakes in your mind, in the Cubs fans' minds?
I think it's more than that. I think they've also done a great job of strengthening the bullpen. I think they're going to go into the postseason with a significantly better bullpen than they did a year ago, and that was a problem for them.
Even now, without Morrow? I mean, okay,
well,
If he does come back, I think that you're right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And then throw into it also getting Chris Bryant back, hopefully, getting some power from there. They have done a remarkable job. Now, you know, you can say two things. You can say, boy, the moves they made in the offseason didn't work. Or you can say, boy, have they done a great job of making up for the moves that didn't work. Because it feels like
that's got to be the way you look at it.
And they got 8 more days, as he said, to do something else here. So maybe they get somebody else that can plug into the Tyler Chatwood routine. Meanwhile, you know, they're getting really – Lester now, a couple of performances in a row. Hendricks, a couple in a row. Q had a good one. Hopefully he can build
on
that.
Hamels is
rolling.
Hamels
has been fantastic.
And look at the reality if you're a Cubs fan and you have a front office and a ownership group that